Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Tasmanian Devin here, and we are going to have a fun one with you as this platform is built for contractors and affiliates to grow your business on the other side of this microphone listening. And our platform is all about connecting technology to handshakes. And how do we do that? It's the power users and the tools in between that that really make it work. And today I'm so stoked to be bringing Eddie Wang, the marketing manager of AppSheet, into Studio Art of Construction. And give mass credit to AppSheet because they also are bringing in one of their power users or one of their clients to come in and talk about their product. And that is Iron Mike, Mike Saltagero, who is the owner of a fencing company who's going to tell his story about how he works with AppSheet. Today we're going to go in and what do we want to convey to you? We're going to talk about how you have choices beyond your vendor lock-in. There's all kinds of amazing platforms out there like Procore and Builder Trend and others that we've had on the show. But there's also the tried and true old school management systems like Excel and email. And those are the things in a lot of days we're talking about crusty technology and breaking down the construction silos. Sometimes that's what we mean. And sometimes you may just need to create your own software that may be entirely practical to your business. But where do you go? How do you do that without spending bookloads of money and all kinds of time? AppSheet gives you the freedom to build your own application ecosystems directly from your own existing data and sources. And this is the key thing, Tribe, without code. This is easy to use. And so how is this going to benefit you? It's going to help construction companies manage your projects and teams efficiently by giving them the ability to quickly create and deploy their own mobile and web apps. Eddie is adding solutions to the problem. What do I do with the portions of my software suite that doesn't work for my business? And Tribe, it's all about to move your business forward. You have to figure out how to make tools work within your business. And I love platforms like this that can help you with that. And then Iron Mike is going to go circle back as a power user with the tool. So AppSheet exists to bridge the gap rather than buying software and having your software tell you how to do your job based on the design choices of the vendor. AppSheet rethinks the process so that you can quickly build apps that work the way you want them to work. In essence, it's a single integrated solution that can help with everything from on-the-go field data capture challenges like safety inspections to dashboard reporting for the C-suite. Tribe, this is going to be awesome. Let's go in and talk real-world solutions. We're going to go and have the speed round and get to know Eddie, then get to know Iron Mike, and all about AppSheet. Lock and load.
All right.
What's your favorite beverage?
Out in Seattle, we got a bunch of microbreweries, and if you ever make it out here, feel free to try a Mac and Jack's Amber Ale.
Mac and like Mac and Cheese or Mac and Jack's the name?
Like Mac and Jack's is the name of the brewery. Yeah.
Awesome. So I love Seattle and I love trying new beers. So next time we're in Seattle, we'll check out Mac and Jack's, and I'm an Amber fan myself. So good stuff. What's a favorite place you've traveled?
I am a big fan of Israel. There is so much history, religion, politics, everything condensed in just a tiny strip of land.
Give us one story from Israel, Eddie.
You know, one thing about Israel is you can be in Tel Aviv with world-class beaches and you drive, you know, 20 minutes and you're in ancient ruins from, you know, 5,000 years ago. And it's just, there's not another place like that that blends the modern and the ancient together. Really something fascinating.
Awesome. And what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction silos we're taking technologies like this to break down that we passionately call the art of construction?
Yeah, I mean, out in the Pacific Northwest, there are a lot of great mountains and lakes and a ton of just hiking and that kind of stuff. And so definitely on the weekends, it's a pleasure to get outdoors and away from the construction.
Awesome. So we got to know a little bit about Eddie Wang, who's the marketing manager at AppSheet. And he's all about going out and hiking, enjoying Seattle, going on trips to Israel and having a good Mac and Jack Amber after a good day of hiking. And we also have one of the power users, and I love looking up on the screen and seeing smiling Iron Mike, because the Iron Mike name just totally fits this guy. But let's get to know a little bit about Mike. What's your favorite beverage?
Oh, Devin, thanks a lot. Well, my favorite beverage, you know, it's been, I just turned 50, and I had to relook at what I drink now. And I've always loved coffee, but now I got away with the sugar and actually just drinking coffee plain with vitamin cream, just tasting the coffee. Like, you all heard of the art of the rose, right? I take that coffee in the morning, and I just close my eyes and I just focus on that coffee, and I just try to find, what's the aroma? You know, what's the taste I'm feeling? Just totally kind of tranquilize myself into that moment. And ever since I've been doing that, man, it's really opened up a lot of avenues for me and let me think clearer. But yeah, I have to say coffee.
Awesome. And what's a favorite place you've traveled?
Oh man, I've been fortunate to travel the world with my family. I mean, we've been to third world countries, building homes. And, but I gotta say where it all began. I have to say Panama.
One story from Panama.
All right. Well, I'm a Marine Corps, right? And I served infantry recon. So during back in the late 80s, I was part of the team that kind of got Noriega. And I was able to travel places, you know, and seeing different things that they actually never saw civilians. But most importantly, I got to actually stay in Noriega's house. And that's being in your early 20s, you know, and you'd be very impressionable. And actually seeing his house, and right outside his bedroom window, you can see an island. You know, once you could taste it, feel it, and see it, you know, the possibilities of it opens up. And that's when I started dreaming. I said, one day I want to own a house like this.
Wow. And what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena we passionately call the AOC?
Oh, man, that's another one, too. Obviously, family. I mean, I love being with my family. I love being with my wife, my kids, when I get a chance. But be honest with you, and to be honest to your listeners, it's YouTube. You know, I've loved learning, you know, and I've been fascinated now with the AppSheet. You know, they got over 100 videos out there. And I'm a subscriber. I'm excited for the next thing that comes out, just to learn, just the ability to learn. So that's what I guess you can call it, a hobby. Some people won't. I guess I will call it that.
That's so ironic. It may have been the last fireside chat I did, and these all come out at different times, but I'd never heard it before, and I just got YouTube as a hobby 2 times in a row. Like, that's so fascinating for me that people are saying YouTube is the hobby. And if I was honest about it, I love making things work that other people say they don't know how to do that. And a lot of times the ideas are borrowed and executed to make them work for you. And that's such a cool lead-in to where we're going today when we're talking about this platform called AppSheet. So Eddie, give us your background first. We go into AppSheet of what led you to be the marketing manager at AppSheet.
Yeah, so I work in the tech industry out in Seattle, and about a year and a half ago, stumbled across a company called AppSheet out here, which was doing some really, really innovative things. And it's been amazing to see just the way that the team and the product has continued to grow, even in just the past year and a half that I've been here. And so I think we're just at the beginning of something that's really special.
Awesome. And for Mike, I heard you say the story of being in the services. Thank you for your services. What led you to being the owner of Industrial Fence Inc.?
Oh man, when I before I went to the Marine Corps, I actually worked for another company, and I put a lot of hours working for that company. And then I got the fortunate to work for the best company in the world, and that's the United States Marine Corps. That's where my first career began, and I kind of watched and I see, and I was a student of what I was learning, and I kind of wanted to bring that stuff back, you know, to the construction industry. So I opened up a company, and 20 years ago, and I got a couple patents because I kind of want to change things. I'm the spec changer, and then I have over 2 decades in critical infrastructure security construction industry. I'm based here in Chicago. My company provides security for airports, electrical substations, many other governmental and private agencies.
Awesome. So the stage is set. We got 2 awesome members and leaders of the Art of Construction tribe coming in to talk to us about AppSheet. So Eddie, how was AppSheet born?
Yeah, so AppSheet was founded about 5 years ago by our CEO, Praveen Seshadri, and a couple co-founders. And Praveen has a background in tech. He was a partner at Microsoft. And they, it's a longer story, but essentially they created a platform that allows anyone to build an app without code. And it was fascinating from the see how this simple platform started becoming used just by industry after industry, from education to nonprofits to utilities and manufacturing. But one thing we realized at a certain point was that our biggest demographic happened to be construction. And so we didn't set out to create a product that would transform construction companies. Rather, construction actually found us. And it's been really exciting for us to see how, you know, general contractors and subcontractors alike have leveraged the platform to do really inspiring things in their workforce, and enabling everyday operators and project managers and IT professionals to create tools that empower their workforce.
So you set out to be an agnostic platform, which I think is cool, but that's a big thing to set out to do. And I love how you said construction found us. So industry agnostic, but yet construction is such this unique animal, right? It's like my podcast, The Art of Construction. Art is the all of the stuff we're talking about here to make us better execute, to manage those two things we don't have enough of. So can you talk through about how AppSheet got into construction when you say they found us?
Yeah, I think when you think about construction, no two firms will do the same process in the same way, right? I mean, every firm is working with so many different other partners. Each project is unique. And so no single, you know, software solution can capture every facet of what is needed to effectively manage a project. And so I think that's probably one of the reasons why users gravitated in the construction industry towards AppSheet, was just the remarkable degree of flexibility they could have in integrating their own existing data sources from Google Sheets and Excel and SQL and Salesforce and Smartsheet to create their own robust apps, whether that is in inventory management or field service or inspections. Really, I think the diversity that AppSheet enables users to access is something that I suspect that construction industry has found very helpful.
Awesome. So a tool is a tool without power users using it. So I commend AppSheet for having Iron Mike come in and be part of this conversation or this fireside chat podcast, as we call them. Mike, can you give us a short backstory of how you got linked up with AppSheet?
Oh, wow. Okay, again, here's a story. I know if it's going to be short, I'll try to keep it short. But about 5 years ago, my daughter was going to school, and she actually started going to college, and she wanted to be a sign language. I said, okay, honey, that's okay. You're not really going to make any money on it, but you know what? That's great. You want to just change the world by doing that. And then she switched her degree to marketing, which I was so excited. I said, okay, you know, wow, she's going to marketing. She can come and work for me. And I said, what do you think about that? She goes, Dad, your company's not sexy. All these young kids want to work for sexy, right? So then I started rebranding my company and made a lot of internal changes. Primarily, I started with myself. I knew I wanted to compete as a major player and leader in the industry. I needed to start with my why. I had to have a purpose. I needed to start innovating every aspect of my business, starting with the company's biggest asset, the team members. I knew if I can improve their work-life balance, that would improve their mental quality of life. With my newfound perspective, I was able to focus on creating tools to help them begin managing their time. So, like you and everybody else, I went back to school. I always kid that I have a PhD in YouTube and Google, because you can find everything. As being an owner, you have to be a master of the art of resource. These are tools. This is what's in your arsenal. You have to use it at your disposal, and it's available 24/7. So after hours of watching video content, I came across these two dynamic individuals. I call them teachers, Santiago and Adam on YouTube. They are some of the original creators of Office Hours. Office Hours is a very informative and very visual step-by-step on how to video the app she's created. See, we all learn differently. You know, there's three different styles of learning: visual, auditory, and kinesthetics. And they nail it on all three of them. So they get it. It's content. Content is the key. AppSheet has over 100 hours of video on how to. And once I started, I was hooked.
So your hobby is AppSheet then?
Yeah, that Elon Musk, you know, and yeah, a bunch of other people, Simon Sinek. I mean, there are a bunch of great guys out there.
Totally. Cool stuff. So we have our power users set up here to give us these real-world lessons learned. Thank you for coming in, Mike. Eddie, can you kind of give us a little bit deeper dive how AppSheet works? Like, how is it cloud-based and all those types of stuff so the Artican tribe can kind of understand this is audio only, which, like Mike said, we all learn differently. This is that audio touch point. We're going to create special show notes, and they've done a great job, I agree, like Mike said, with going to their website and YouTube and different ways to see the tutorial of how you could, the whole call to action, tribe, is how does this work for me? And I totally agree with Mike and the why, and proud of AppSheet for having him come in, and that's his first standpoint. But give us some of those top bullet points on how AppSheet works, Eddie.
Yeah, so putting myself into a user's perspective, I suspect that most of you out there probably have Excel documents, Google Sheets, SQL databases that have a ton of your information that is important and needs to be accessed and modified. And the reality is that would not be very practical to do so on the field with a laptop or to try and manipulate a spreadsheet from a smartphone or things like that. And so AppSheet acts as this intermediary. It's a software platform, cloud-based software platform, that builds directly on top of your existing data sources. So for instance, if I had a Excel file on Office 365 that I was using for inventory management, I could connect that to the AppSheet platform. And from there, I could build an app to, let's say, scan the barcodes, record changes, update the inventory. And whenever a change is modified in the app, it would automatically be synced through the cloud back to that cloud-based spreadsheet, that Excel file in Office 365. And so AppSheet is, in simple terms, a no-code application development platform that allows you to build apps from your data wherever it lives. And so these apps that you build are effectively web apps and mobile apps and tablet apps that are all integrated into that same existing data source.
Super cool. I love the example of you said about your Excel spreadsheet, but you need to do some kind of barcode or something that's specific to your business. I own a window and door company in Colorado, and that's, I think, keeps me grounded with the Art of Construction tribe, because my mind is already being blown when I'm, you know, my company uses, just switched to the Office 365 suite of products, because it's, you can only manage so many different platforms. And that's the key. When you go to their demo videos, when I was watching, it's like, connect your data, and they have an arsenal of that, whether it's Google, Excel, Dropbox, you know, all these different Salesforce and so on and so forth. But then you can use your platform to customize it, and then it's deploying it to your users, your why that you defined. Is that a safe bringing it back around, Eddie?
Yeah, I think one of the problems that we're helping to solve is data silos. You know, if you had a proprietary construction software and your data lives there, it's not very helpful because the rest of your data is back in your Excel or your SQL. And so by building the applications on top of what you already use, it really is simplifying the processes and making it easier to collaborate long-term. And one thing I'd point out as well is that AppSheet's pricing model is by user, not by app. And so for power users like Mike, they can build as many apps as they want, different apps for different teams. And so a lot of our users find a lot of value in being able to create and deploy apps on the fly whenever the need presents itself.
I love hearing that story, and it makes my mind go back to the lessons learned from David Haynes. If you go back to AOC show 161, where the title was The Data Collection Explosion. And we talked through about all these people just gathering in all this data, but they don't know what to do with it. This is those, when we talk about the tools to do that, this is that tool. So if you're not quite sure where in the whole sphere of data, David Haynes is a master of that. So in the show notes, we'll have this all linked together. So go check that out. So Eddie, what construction issues at the 300,000 foot view are you truly solving? Because we want to make sure this resonates to you listening out there, contractors and affiliates, to grow your business.
Yeah, I mean, the list is endless, but just to give you some of the common ones that we've seen, those would be like custom timesheets, inventory management, logistics, site inspections, daily reports, safety checks, punch lists, custom CRMs, things relating to collaboration between field and HQ, dashboards and reporting. Those are just a couple of the kinds of applications that people are building.
Awesome. And where we really learn, I loved the story earlier is from Mike, and we're going to get some good ones. So take your time. The Art of Construction tribe is pumped to hear you. Give us some examples of how AppSheet has helped your business.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Well, when dealing with critical infrastructure and highly secure sites, intel is key. Just like the military, intelligence is key. Not intelligence from last week, not intelligence from a day before. It's right now. When you need it right now to make that decision. Getting the information right away is extremely important. I can't emphasize that enough, especially when you're dealing with homeland security and infrastructure. Years ago, we used to have one team member. Primary job was to bring up service and maintenance tickets for a client, especially if the director or head security would request a document. So the team member would have to drop everything he's doing and focus on retrieving the document request. So right there, the client, what he was looking for, I get it. He was looking for anomalies. Where's the pattern? Where's the frequency? Where's the cost? You can see how successful that project could be, especially if there was a breach or an incident or a vehicle or a civilian got hurt. Access control, damage inquiry, I mean, document is key. So that's right there where it helped us at.
Awesome. So Eddie, can you, from the marketing side, roll that big, how AppSheet would work for that case study he brought up?
Yeah, so I think one thing we've seen across construction and other industries is basically incident management. What do you do when things go wrong? And what the platform allows you to do is to quickly record what happened, and you can also generate from that automatic workflows to direct the information to the right people. And of course, everything is cloud synced, so that you're sitting at your desk on your laptop or you're on the field with a phone, everyone can access that data, the same data at the same time.
I love that. So if I'm hearing you right, you're saying we're doing our best to be proactive in the world of construction that typically is reactive.
Yeah, definitely.
So Mike, what other tools were you using before AppSheet to kind of paint the picture, as this is an open, global, timeless fireside chat that we want to look at all the different strengths and weaknesses? What were you doing previously before AppSheet?
Oh man, like everybody else, probably a lot of business owners would tell you. I first started with an Excel sheet, then quickly went into a Google sheet and in a form, and then switched Smartsheet, Microsoft Project, FieldEase, even looking into HeavyBid and Procore. Out of all of them, you know, they all have their challenges. I even went as far as having them come in and give us a live tutorial on how it works. But ironically enough, this is what's really important. I brought my team in to kind of discuss with them what they were telling us. And what happens, you got to flip back and forth. You can never get your information right when you need it. And one thing I expressed to my team members here is something my parents taught me and my wife talks about all the time. Don't ever settle. You know, it's an opportunity for a teaching moment. You know, when you bring your team in to talk to them, ask the questions. You know, these programs cost, you know, $25,000, $30,000, even up to $50,000 when they try to tailor make it to fit to you. But that's one thing that, you know, I just got so frustrated. I even went back to school. I mean, when I talk about going back to school, it's YouTube. I try to turn out how to write code, you know, and then I was trying new languages, Java, you know, Python. Then you had to learn new language for the front end. You had to learn them for the back end. You know, then you want to build an app. Then you got to learn a whole different language like Swift for Apple. And then some of your guys are Androids. So I realized I was heading to a huge rabbit hole. So that's when I came across AppSheet. And it's like, wow, they have a platform. I have to learn all this. And it's just amazing. Just amazing what I was able to do in such a short time. And my guys were excited about it.
I couldn't agree more with all that stuff, but I want to challenge you just a little bit, Mike. Was there any pushback in your company? Because, you know, there's the 80-20 rule and it sounds like you're a great leader, but was there any pushback about switching to this tool?
Oh yeah, obviously. At first, everybody was like a little apprehensive. You know, maybe that might be a strong word. It's like everybody's other company. Nobody's really accepting changes. So I need to get their buy-in. So I tacked this and I rolled it out together, you know, and I had to remind them, you know, and explain to them the why and the importance of it. And tomorrow's changing, you know, we can't do things that we're doing, you know, yesterday, you know, and once you get that in with them, I'm rolling out another app right now, but my first app I started 3 years ago, and, you know, I had those texts they're like my spokespeople, and I got my techs on board. They love it. And then the one we created, and so now they're all on board. You just got to get a buy-in.
Totally agree. And the reference back on show 140 of Builder Trend, the Kale Clean Thermos, I loved his comment where he had taken over the business from his father, and he's as this great construction company. And he said, I was just using the tool of Builder Trend, using it, and it wasn't working and it wasn't getting the right buy-in. He said, you know what? I'm going to designate a champion. Because if I'm the one using it, then people see what's the – but if you have other people from your organization. So I thought there's so much credibility when you designate a champion and get buy-in from other leaders in your team versus the top-down. You got to look at both the top-down and the bottom-up. What do you say to that, Mike?
Oh, man, you're definitely right on that. I mean, like I said, 5 years ago, I rebranded my company, and I kind of really stepped back and said, you know what? I'm not supposed to run a company. My job is to inspire, to motivate, to lead, right? So I actually went back and started looking at some self-help. How can I be a better leader? And the ultimate leader right there, the ultimate leader is going into a conference room, a boardroom. You have the idea. I've been in this industry for 20 plus years. I know what to say. I know where I could save the money and go right to it. But kind of make that conversation go to that person who's bringing it and bring it out on him. And when he got your idea, and and you just say, oh man, that's a dynamic idea. That's true leadership, knowing it was your idea at first, but walking away from it and having somebody else own it. Because you know what? They got creative minds. They're seeing things at a whole different level. And you got to also understand that, and you got to inspire it. But leaders, sometimes we got to sit back and be quiet and let our team be the leadership that they can be.
So can you talk through what was the rollout process like for you, for all your employees? Because I am stoked. I want to check this out, and I know others do as well. But you only get one chance to make a first impression, right? So can you talk through the rollout process for your company?
Yeah, you got to use your tools. I mean, you got to be – everybody's visual. So, there's PowerPoint. You can make presentations, and now going from CAD to 3D, it's people got to see it, got to understand it, and you give them that draft, and you can go back to it and reference it, but you walk them through it. You show them how it's working. I remember my very first app I built was collecting data. The situation I was talking about, a client calling because he needed that infrastructure. He was looking for Nemonides, so I created a simple – timesheet app, for this client. And I connected to a dashboard, an interactive dashboard that tied in my timesheets, my service maintenance log, everything that was together. And it was just a big map. So can imagine going to a command center and seeing a map and you seeing these pins. And if you want to get that data, just click it and it'll tell you all the history from 3 years back, how many times we've been in that location, and I started with that. I started with that app, and I had my technician guys in here, who was actually running the app for me and putting the timesheets and doing everything in the app. And they sold it for me. And I said, look, this is what I want to do. I said, we did it for one client. Now I want to do it for the whole company wide. I mean, that client was maybe a $2 million client a year. Now I'm almost $30 million. So how do you do that? How do you tackle that? And you got to be real careful when you open something up. As you're learning, you throw a little bit out there. If you put too much in front of them, it gets nervous. You got to keep it simple. A basic motto we have in our company, PSA, proven, simple, affordable. If you can keep it simple and then they get the buy-in for it simple, then you add on the actions, you add on the conditional formatting, you add on different things, but then stand back and watch the magic come alive.
That's gold, man. And I love that your case study for your company, you went into one of your top clients that you asked your customer how we could best help you and got partnership going that way. Go talk to your customers and ask them, have you ever used an app? But Eddie, I want to challenge you. Why create an app versus seeking already built-in apps? Because there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the fundamental questions this comes down to is, would you rather have the software vendor be the one who designs the software for you, or would you rather take that into your own hands and reimagine the process the way it works for you? And so for AppSheet, we have three A's that we talk about: agility, ambition, and accessibility. Agility refers to the speed at which you could create an app. And I think what you're hearing from Mike is that that's actually a very quick process. you know, our best users can figure out the thing in even just a couple hours, and for others, just a couple days, to design apps from scratch that work with your data, that work with your business. And the reality is, if you are using a pre-built software, there still is a time to learn and deploy and integrate systems. And so it's not like everything is out of the box and it just works. And so that's one thing I would point out is agility. The second would be ambition. And that's the capacity to build really ambitious apps and suites of apps that make work for you. And that's what you heard with Mike again is, you know, even with that first app that he built was a dashboard that brought in timesheets and maps. And that really is a powerful app. And I'm sure the apps he's built since then, he could describe, are even more robust and capable. And the third thing I would say is accessibility. Is Mike is not a developer. The vast majority of our app creators are not developers, but we give them the tools to allow them to build apps using just their basic business knowledge. Their understanding of how to work spreadsheets gets translated over into the next level of how can I turn that spreadsheet into a functional mobile or web app that will empower my workforce to really do meaningful work on the fly.
Yeah, on that note, I mean, if you look at, imagine this, yeah, you have all these logs, you know, over the years, you build all these logs. Every time you come to a situation, you build another log. Okay, this is how you try to fix it. We've got to record that data. Imagine all those logs in the cloud and you put it into one app, right? All your Excel users out there understand pivot tables. Well, you put it all into one app, you know, and then all of a sudden, I'll quote, you know, Santiago, you know, I take his phrase, you know, the secret sauce. You know, when it takes that Excel sheet, and it takes that pivot table and you see the data that you want to see, not anything else, that data you want to see. It just automatically, magically makes it a pivot table for that. And that's huge.
And the last point I would point, the last thing I would point out is just cost. Is if you have a different third-party vendor you're using for timesheets and inventory management, all these different custom processes, that's just going to add up over time, as opposed to if you have one vendor through which you can build applications that serve the vast majority of your needs. It can really be effective cost savings in the long term.
Great stuff, Eddie. Way to know your product and a great job explaining it. Good stuff. Do you have any other case studies that you'd want to bring up outside of Iron Mike's awesome stuff?
Yeah, so one out of the Seattle area is a company called KLB Construction. They're doing a lot of work around here with highways and a lot of just the infrastructure developments. They're a general contractor, and if this is possible to be made available in the show notes, we've got a great, just a couple page PDF that gives you a sense of what it's like from a traditional general contractor's perspective of, again, leveraging the platform. The director of IT there, Richard Glass, similarly, he found AppSheet and used it for, you know, a single use or two, and over time saw the value and has really created an extensive portfolio of apps that allow him to run the operations of the firm in a really efficient, productive ways.
So Mike, I want to hear some more stuff. I heard earlier something about barcodes with the app, and I lit up. Have you actually used that in your business at all with the barcodes?
Yeah. Okay. First of all, when you look at things, and I train my people when they come to me, he says, you know what? They used to come to me and say, I have a problem. You know, problems are meant not to be solved. So they come to me now and say, I have a situation. You know, it takes me back to my Marine Corps days when Private Spencer got hurt and I had to go tell my company commander or gunny, you know, and it says, I told him, hey, I got a problem. Is he dead? No. Because if he was dead, I had to write his mom. I had to call the commander of the Marine Corps. I had to do all this other stuff. So, okay, so you have a situation because situations can be fixed. So they came with me with the situation. Mike, I got a situation. What's that? We have all this inventory, taking us like 3 weeks to do all this inventory count. So we researched all these companies, you know, let's go to barcoding. They brought it in. You know, I could teach my people too also. If you come up with a situation, also come with me with an answer because you, 9 times out of 10, you have that answer. And then there we go. We go again, going down a rabbit hole, looking at these other apps for barcoding. And then all of a sudden I clicked on AppSheet again because I was already using it. Hey, barcoding. And boom, it hit me. We were able to put all our inventory in one app. We have a catalog now. It's over $3 million with the parts. I mean, after 20 years, we manufacture, you know, so carry a lot of stuff. But right there, it's all on one phone. On your phone, on your computer, it's just all there. And we just go up there, hit the barcode, scan it, and it's right there. It tells us when we bought it, how much we need, when do we have to order it again, or we just get off the inventory. So that's really cool. I love that too. That app really helped us out a lot.
That's so cool, man. And the part I would bring into this, you've been bringing in the why and the big picture stuff. And I love to bring real world examples into that and where things become so important. And what you just talked about is your core values and how you define those. It's one of my core values for my companies is problem solving. It's don't bring the problem, bring three potential solutions. And it's a solutions oriented company is how you do that. And that's why I'm so honored to be the host of this global megaphone to take these construction situations and look at tools to solve them. So another cool one, Eddie, can you circle it back? How you would actually use that and give us the case study where he talked through about how that would work with your app.
Yeah, so inventory management is actually probably the most popular use case for AppSheet, and it's a really standard, simple process for us. So basically, you have your spreadsheet, you know, your first row, you have maybe your inventory name, description, your SKU, whatever column headers you would need. And you simply take that spreadsheet, your database, and you connect it to the AppSheet platform. You can just go to startforfree at appsheet.com. By the way, you can build any app for up to 10 users for free. And then from there, the application, the platform will actually automatically turn that spreadsheet into a functional app. It'll display the data in a certain way based on what it understands your data to be. And then, of course, you go into the platform itself and you change the column types and other elements of the app to actually match your intent. So AppSheet does its best job at interpreting your spreadsheet and turning that into an app. And then you take that next step to say, no, actually, let's call this, you know, this title row is more important or whatever that distinction might be. So it's a process of connecting your data to the platform and then just making some simple modifications until you have the mobile or web app that you're looking for.
Gold, man. So Art of Construction, why AppSheet? We just told you, Iron Mike gave the explanation, you better be getting on board with tools like this or you're going to be left in the dust because you don't have enough time or money to do all this stuff yourself. You're screwed if you don't do this stuff. But what's really cool about this is that the Art of Construction tribe is the leader about this and AppSheet is behind Art of Construction. So Eddie, tell them the exciting stuff that you guys have set up for being part of the Art of Construction tribe and be an AOC member, what you've teed up for them to go check it out for themselves in the call to action on how to do that.
So if you're interested in checking out AppSheet, I would encourage you to visit appsheet.com/AOC. We'll have a custom landing page for you. You can get in touch with myself. And I'll also mention that we'll also have a discount code available to give you 20% off your first 6 months. So if you're interested in checking out AppSheet, feel free to give us a try. Again, it's free to use for your first 10 users. And it is really a remarkable platform that is helping a lot of users do some really cool stuff. So we'd love to have you on board and have you give us a try.
Awesome, man. Thanks for giving back to the Art of Construction tribe. Is you listening this on the other end or what makes this all tick and leaders like AppSheet all being part of this Art of Construction tribe and taking all these different podcasts and putting them all together to make it work for you contractors and affiliates to grow your business. Mike, we always ask, what is that crystal ball for the future with technology in construction when it comes to platforms like this?
Yeah. Well, we already see a spike in drones, augmented reality, virtual reality, 3D printing, big data, BIM. It's new technologies that are shaping the construction landscape. Technology is always being used, even at a subcontractor's level. They're using it for measurements. They're right on their measurements now, which now you're seeing they're building buildings in half the time with less workforce, you know, because it's all technology. You know, we hear about artificial intelligence. You know, let me coin another one I started. It's called CI, Command Intelligence, and AppSheet's already leading the way on that. When you ask me that question, where I see it, apps. App, because you can access it 24/7. The average millennial, every person has to learn it. You know, they're spending 80% of their time looking at that phone. And I used to have, you can have an alert hit you when something happens or change. And I was getting all these alerts at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. My wife says, shut that off already. And I had to, because these guys are working all the time. You never know when they're working. But gaming is making our industry sexy, you know, and it's the digital age pushing the boundaries of your own industry. Dream big, dream the impossible, and work hard to make it possible.
Dude, that's so cool, my man. Eddie, same for you. That's big shoes to fill, my man. What's the crystal ball for you at the future with technology and construction?
Yeah, so what I would say is that I am not the expert, but what I have noticed from just being a part of the construction industry and visiting some of these construction trade shows and technology events is just that the rate of change is accelerating. And people are asking questions, what do I need to do to stay ahead, to not get left behind? And those are some really significant challenges and opportunities that I think are presenting themselves to IT leaders and operation leaders throughout the field.
Great stuff, Eddie. So Eddie, the last question to leave the art of construction, dangling the carrot, wanting them more, but you pair all this awesome conversation of solving the problem of there isn't one tool that's going to do it all for you, so you better figure out the right plugins, and AppSheet is an awesome one for that. But what is that one thing for contractors and affiliates, as you said, the construction industry found you? What is that one thing you want to say back to them to help them grow their business?
Yeah, I think one theme that I think we've touched on throughout this show is this idea of change management. You've heard Mike share fairly extensively about how he has navigated that process and how he's also leveraged the platform of AppSheet to be able to do so. And I just believe that for contractors and affiliates to be able to maximize their potential opportunities, focusing on how do we effectively change and grow this organization technologically and on a personal level is going to take a lot of deep insight and the right tools in that department of change management.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Eddie. And Mike, man, thank you so much for coming in and sharing so many lessons learned and being a testimonial for AppSheet. But as a leader in the industry, what is that one thing you want to leave contractors and affiliates thinking about to truly push them to grow their business in this age of change?
Oh man, words matter. Words matter. My daughter tells me all the time. You know, we got to switch it from problems to situations. Just relook at all your paperwork. Take that word out. Slash it out. Problems is not a word you want to say. You know, and it's like, and then also don't call them employees anymore. They're team members. You know, they're team members. That's part of your family. You know, you got to make your team members feel safe, because when they feel safe, that's when the idea and the magic comes out. And that's so important. I can't express that that much. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys, for coming and telling us your story. Art of Construction's big fans of AppSheet and honored to be telling the Art of Construction tribe your story. Good work, guys.
Thank you, Devin.
Art of Construction tribe, I'm sitting there listening to this and it's so cool because I can raise my hand and say, I have so many call to actions from this because I'm just like you. I'm listening to this, managing the two things we don't have enough of, time and money. Because I can tell you, I'm going to go be signing up for this code and I'm going to be integrating this stuff into it because there was so much lessons learned there. I loved when Mike talked about how YouTube is his hobby, and I'd agree with that. But you go down squirrel holes because it can be information overload too. And you go down to a point where you get stuck because code is not for us salespeople, and we need to keep it the KISS model like you talked about. It has to be simple and really cool acronyms they brought to the table. But truly no code, that's key. And other platforms like Power Apps require much more code, even for basic functionality. So that's a big deal for me to go think about and give it a try. Data portability. Go back to the podcast with data. Like, we're all struggling, like keep managing and putting in data and here, there, everywhere, data overload. But what do you do with it? But so take the data that you stored and go have tools that actually make it work. You know, Mike talked about Excel pivot tables, and most people have dove into that, but then you even have to have a specialist sometimes with that. And then you get stuck if that person leaves, and you have to define on a system and put the right person in the right seat, but have tools like this, because customer service and community is everything. And AppSheet is a cool tool for that. So call to action, tribe, go to the show notes. There'll be the AppSheet there, www.theaoc.us. Click on the show notes, go to the website, 20% off for your first year with the discount code AOC. Better all do it. Raise your hand. When you get to the job site, just load up to the phone, go have it. When you go to the office, take the time and work on your business a little bit instead of struggling in the business. Crush it out there. Another great tool for you. Thanks.